Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
The Secretary of Homeland Security, working with myself and my staff, will begin immediate construction of a border wall.
Doesn't that make it sound like he and some other people are just going to pick up some hammers and some stuff at Home Depot and start just getting to work? You know what they should do, dude? They should roll by Home Depot and just get a... I need 25 guys. Okay, you got to build it. So we're going to build the wall here, but you got to get on the other side to build it. We'll stay on this side and build it. You help us. Oh, no, no, we're totally going to let you back in later. We promise.
Screw you. That was funny.
Oh, Chad, you're an uber jerk today. That was President Trump. Beginning to initiate his executive order to build the wall. Said it'll probably start in a couple months or so, you know, give or take, and it's going to cost anywhere between $11 and $30 billion, which means it'll probably cost $50 billion, because that's what, they're not good at math there. Although with him, you never know, right? With him, you never know. I got a couple guys, right? I got a couple guys who got a couple guys. We get this thing knocked out in a week. Yeah, all right. That is funny, though, right? It did sound like, play that again. Doesn't it sound like he said he's going to start to do it?
The Secretary of Homeland Security, working with myself and my staff, will begin immediate construction of a border wall.
Like, right? That sounds like he's doing it. Like, he's going to, hey, the staff's looking around. I don't know how to hammer anything. Nails? What? We're going to have to, concrete? I have no idea what you're talking about. Oh my God, that is hilarious. That is. So we'll see what happens. He's pissing people off as he does every day. It doesn't matter what he does. It really doesn't. It doesn't matter. And I look, the snowflake generation is easily upset, and he is the greatest thing to them, right? Cuz it's the one thing where they can get all together and this is their anger and they can let it out all in the sky. I mean, I saw today, where was that, Phil? How far from D.C. are you that crane was up there and they Greenpeace climbed up there? Because that thing is, they just put resist? Is that the thing now?
Resist. We must resist.
What are you resisting? I'm just curious. I'm curious about any of these things. We move from there to something that blindsided the new CIA chief, Mike Pompeo. Mike Pompeo has been blindsided. Why? Well, because of we could bring back torture. There's a possibility to bring back torture. Let's hear that, Phil. That makes me laugh.
I will rely on Pompeo and Mattis and my group. And if they don't want to do, that's fine. If they do want to do, then I will work toward that end. I want to do everything within the bounds of what you're allowed to do legally. But I have spoken as recently as 24 hours ago with people at the highest level of intelligence, and I asked them the question, does it work? Does torture work? And the answer was yes, absolutely.
Mike Pompeo's like, what? 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 Huh? What? Torture. Does it work? I got a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy, and he told me this stuff really works. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Mike, what's going on, man?
Hey, Chad, not much. Got a kind of an interesting story. Yesterday, I'm driving my 7-year-old niece home from karate, and she's sitting in the back, and without any provocation, she tells me, I hate Donald Trump. And I asked her, oh, well, why do you hate Donald Trump? I hate Donald Trump because he's building the wall. I said, well, where did you learn that? Well, my older sister, who's 10, told me to hate Donald Trump. And I asked her, where'd she learn that? Oh, that's what her teacher's telling her.
Yeah.
So here I have a 10-year-old niece in public school, and her teacher is telling her that they should hate Donald Trump because he's building the wall. And I'm thinking, you know, these teachers, aren't we supposed to be preaching tolerance and not to hate? But she's here, you know, here she is telling 10-year-olds to hate their president. It was mind-boggling. And you know, I'm not going to get into a big conversation with a seven-year-old, but it was just, to me, it was like, it blows my mind that I have a seven-year-old niece that hates Donald Trump. You know, obviously too young to understand why, but it was mind-blowing.
No, this is unfortunately how crazy politics has gotten for all of us. And I appreciate your call, man. And let me tell you something. I have a 6.5-year-old who was terrified of Donald Trump because Donald Trump is bad and Donald Trump is evil. His mom and everybody have put this into his head and that they're going to take my friend away and throw him over the border and never allow him back in. And I'm just like, it's not going to. Yes, it is. It's not going to happen, Jack. It's just not going to happen. And the fact that I have to sit here and try to console my 6.5-year-old over the fact that he thinks his friend is going to be, you know, kicked out of the country. And it's crazy. It really is. And he doesn't understand the politics of it all. He doesn't get all of the politics. But, you know, I mean, look, there's reasons to be frustrated and upset with the way that he acts. Let's not pretend that there's not. You can easily say there are reasons why people feel scared and why people have concern, right? But to what extent? We have lost the plot here in so many ways. People are just, you know, you've got kids who are learning in school that their president is bad and evil, and they're being told this and they're being taught this. And you got parents at home echoing stuff and talking to kids in a way that they shouldn't be talked to when it comes to politics. And they're going out and telling their friends and all. It's enough. Enough. I mean, come on. My God. You know, and I've told Jack's mom, you know, look, the teaching of things like this will be done with us, not with school or elsewhere. It'll be done with us. That's where this teaching is going to be. That's where we let him. And I want my son to be as open-minded and as all get out. I want him to have an understanding of both sides of, you know, unfortunately, what both sides offer, good and bad. I want him to be as open-minded as ever. But what I don't want is him being taught one side of something and it being taught incorrectly based on feelings. Because that's all politics. All politics are anymore, especially by the left, is it's all based on reactionary feelings. It is. That's it. I mean, you know what? If we can make up stuff, maybe we'll make something up. Like, you know, like he wants to deport all walruses or seals. And we'll get a good seal, right? And he's going to build a wall. And it's going to keep the seals. People will buy into that crap. Because it's feelings. This sounds like something he'd do. Right? Because he's so full of hate. Because at night when he goes up there, he drinks blood of virgins. And he worships the devil. And he burns crosses. That's what he does. It's insane. It is. It is absolutely insane. I just, God, pisses me off. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Texter writes in, it's always the left attacking. We defend, but when we push back, they call us racist. Well, tell the snowflakes that though all the hate, violence, and loud threats, our voices ring louder with our vote for President Trump. Can they hear that? Oh, my goodness. Somebody writes in about that we're going to bring back, torture just in case. Because I have a guy. I talked to a guy, and it totally works. And it, by the way, I don't know if it works or not. I think if you're going to get through to these guys, you got to do it through their families. Do you know what I mean? Now, if you thought your kid was going to get tortured or, you know, well, maybe not your wife because you're like, oh, okay. But I got 12 of them at home. But if you thought your Chad, that is horrible. You may do it. If you thought your mom or something. But it's not going to. I mean, you know, these guys, it's not. I don't know if it works. I mean, but I don't mind it. And let's be real, too. When we're talking torture, it's we won't do it. But if they landed in Egypt and somehow they're six flights below in some building in some underground area and somebody happens to hook up a car battery to somebody's nipples. I don't know how that happened. That's not us. And we've also got to stop thinking that everything is torture, right? Like, I heard that sleep deprivation is now torture. That's now torture? I mean, everything is torture. At some point in time, it's ridiculous. This person's got a great idea. Did Donald Trump bring back the wheel from beyond Thunderdome? What about tar and feathers? Yeah, that's a good one. The gulag, says one person. Oh, my goodness. Text the program 323-538-2423. Another person writes in, when is it schools can teach politics but not religion? Where's the separation and they demand? Well, again, they'll point the fingers. They'll scream in loud, the shoutest, and they'll still do what they do. It's not, you know, and it's so funny because I have friends who are teachers, and it's like any of that stuff. You got to hear some of the stuff they say about Walmart, like how much they hate Walmart. It's like, what is wrong with you? Again, I don't have time to hate like that. I'm too busy. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N. Michael Jackson, was he murdered? Hopefully. Straight ahead, Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
Yeah! Let's get crazy!
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. Now don't call me Shirley.
Awesome!
Michael Jackson murdered? But Paris Hilton thinks. Paris Jackson, doesn't matter. Somebody. She's a good-looking lady. She is. She looks just like her dad. What's her dad's name? Was that doctor's name? I forgot that doctor. Oh, Chad, that's horrible. I mean, it's true. Interesting reading in Rolling Stone believes that her dad, Paris Michael Catherine Jackson, said that she believes her dad was killed. Well, I think he was killed. I don't know if he was, you know, I think it was poor doctoring that did it, though, you know. I do. I think it was poor doctoring that did it. She turned 18 last year. It's very interesting to read some of the stuff that they were homeschooled and, you know, just the way that, like, if they did good one day, they got to go see a movie inside the movie theater, or they could go visit the zoo. Hey, Dad, I'm going to go see the zoo. Okay. Because that's what he sounds like. Oh. Yeah, that'd be awesome. God, my voice is trashed. I don't think he was killed. I'm sorry. I just don't think he was killed. I think he died because of bad doctoring. That's what killed him. Poor doctoring for a very long time, and doing weird things to your body and your face, and not eating and weighing, being 6 foot and weighing 140 pounds or 130 pounds. Like, that's what killed your pops. And she's worried too that eventually that somebody's going to come kill her. Over under, Phil, 51% that she ends up being a mess.
I thought she was a mess for a little bit. She seems to be back on track right now. I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt and root for her.
I'm going to do the same thing. And you know what's really and I think a big portion of that is because he's not around. Not just because of all of the, you know, the stuff that happened and the alleged pedophilia and the whole nine yards. I think just because you're so closed off from the world, you know, to have some normalcy like that. Like, I look at, like, you know, you look at somebody like, you know, William and Harry, where for all of the stuff that they have, they're pretty normal considering what they've grown up in. But that's because they were also put in situations. I think their mom was a huge influence, and I think their dad really stepped up. And I think they were put in situations by going to school, going to military school, serving, doing things like that. I think if he was around, I think he would have continued to shelter them. 18 years old. I think she has half of, if I'm right, I think she's got half of the catalog. the Beatles stuff. Man, isn't that insane? I wonder what she's worth. Let's take a quick peek. Net worth, Paris Jackson. Right now, all that she can act, she gets an $8 million a year allowance. Man, my life sucks. That pig's got a million followers, and she gets an $8 million allowance. Right? Plus, she has $100 million on top of that, not including all of the stuff that was there. Man, got to get me some of that. Not her, but some money. That's what I'm saying. Chad, that sounded rude and crude. Mary Tyler Moore died today. She was 80 years old. Now the song that we played earlier, play it for us, Phil. That was the original, and then they changed it after that.
Yeah, this was the first one. It's was a little bit different after the either the second or third episode or the second season.
This world is awfully big, girl. This time you're all alone, but it's time you.
She was 80 years old. She passed away. Said her publicist, her family was surrounded by her. She took a turn for the worse last week. She was on life support, and they took it off last night in oxygen, and she slowly faded away. She was an amazing woman, and when you look back at Mary Tyler Moore and even the Dick Van Dyke Show, the things that she did and the things that she tackled, especially with Mary Tyler Moore, you know, we were just talking about it. Was it pay inequality was one of the things that she attacked a long time ago. So and for a lot of women out there, she was, you know, she was a symbol of something as she broke through that glass ceiling and she's out there working and doing things. And really taking to the world in a time and a day and an age when women, you know, still that was kind of, you know, you just didn't see it very much. But she passed away today at 80 years old. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. You want to text the program, feel free to do so, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Loving getting that. We got a lot of tweets coming in at Chad Benson Show. At Chad Benson Show. And you can check out ChadBensonShow.com. Got a lot of cool stuff on there at, well, this be here, the one and only Chad Benson Show.
You're clear. Do you want to run this interview or do you want to take this call?
Okay. The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Donald Trump pissing people off left, right, and center. I think he has a way of doing that. I think him just being him is angering people. The protest, the screaming, the yelling, the whining. It's incessant. It is. It is incessant. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter. Got a bunch of tweets coming in. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. Also call the program, 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Mike in Indy, what's happening, man?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Chad. I'd just like to make a quick comment. All these people out there that the media is calling protesters, I call them rioters and looters and burning cars and stuff, but whatever. I wish that same media would go back to, I believe it was 1992 when Bill Clinton gave his State of the State. He said the same thing Donald Trump's saying. He was going to build a wall, put in a fence wall, put more Border Patrol down there, get rid of the people coming into this country illegal, shut. Basically, the exact same thing that Donald Trump's saying, but they won't play none of that. And I would just love for the people out there that's against Trump, let the media go back and play that State of the Union, because Hillary Clinton was involved in that. But it's okay if the left does that.
Yeah.
But if Donald Trump does it, or anybody else that runs on a Republican ticket, if they do it, then my God, they're homophobics, they're racist. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And then all them comments that Ashley Judge made. Oh, man, it was sickening, just sickening, the way that that woman stood up there in front of all them people and talked. And I just wonder if she realized that I'm sure there was children there. But it's okay if that would have been someone sticking up for Donald Trump, talking vulgar like that, they would have had her arrested.
Well, I mean, again, it's all about screaming and shouting. It's about making the most noise. It's about being shocking. Appreciate your call. And look, shock value sells for a lot of people. Like sex sells, shock value sells. Look in the radio industry, right? Look at what sells, the shock side of things. It's not about getting it right. It's not. It's what can I say today to be the most outrageous and the most ridiculous? I am a pretty simple cat. I look at all sides. I'm very honest, and I will debate people all day long, but bring your facts with you. You know, even today, right, you've got him out there talking about it, that, you know, how many millions of people voted illegally, and that's why he lost the popular vote. Again, he is president of the United States. None of this matters, but you have so many people. Actually, this is one of the polls on the Twitter out there. Do you feel there was voter fraud as the president claims? 71% says, yes, there was. But nobody has any proof. I've got a study. How comprehensive is this study? Justin Levin, a professor at the Loyola Law School in L.A., specializes in election law. He says, has it happened before? Yes, in very small scales. Very small, very tiny, 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 itty-bitty ways it has happened. But no factual evidence about Trump has been proven. He did a comprehensive report where there was 31 instances between 2000 and 2014 of voter impersonation. We'll see, Chad, it happens. Out of a billion votes. 1 billion votes. There was 31 instances. 31. Out of a billion. Whoa. So the claim that millions are voting illegal is baloney. But people buy it because it's about, hey, guess what? My side's right. Not only do we need to win, we need to win big. And it takes away from all the things that he's doing. We got to stop this. But to me, it's not even about what he's saying now. It's about the fact that there are people out there that buy into this. Like, how do you get yourself in such a narrow-minded thinking capacity as to say that this kind of thing happens, even when presented on both sides of the aisle, that has it happened before? Yes. The last time anything of any significance ever happened when voter fraud was involved was a long time ago in Miami, and it was the mayor's race. And it was ugly and weird, and people, it was 97, and it was the worst case of voter fraud, they say, in forever and a day. I mean, you've got the first Cuban mayor, Javier Suarez, and then Mayor Joe Carolla, who was looking to win a second term, and there was something that was amiss. People realized that. But there was 400 absentee ballots that were cast by dead people, felons. It wasn't a billion. It wasn't a million. It wasn't 100,000. It wasn't 20,000. And the fact is, I was like, I want to talk to people. It's like, how do you get to this point? How do you get to this point where you march on the president for everything he says and you are so blinded by whatever that you cannot see that there are things out there that he's doing that are going to benefit our country and you are so blinded by it? How can you do that? How do you get to the point where you're so terrified of anything he does? Because, you know, and you know, I blame the media. The real media, not us. We're, you know what, I sit here and I talk about this crap, but I talked about Marin Chandler Moore. I talked about a fat pig. I talked about all kinds of stuff today. And somebody's going to say, oh, my God, they just turned on the radio and they heard fat pig. Esther, the amazing fat pig. As a pet, all right? Somebody's like, oh, my God, somebody's keeping another human as a pet? No, okay, I'm not going to explain it to you anymore. But I blame a lot of this on the media because they've so hyper-focused on all this stuff. And you know what? Do you know what it reminds me of? How many kids are abducted, right? The media has put it in our brain that if your kid's outside for more than 30 seconds by themselves, not tethered to something, that in some way, shape, or form, a person in a white creeper van is going to roll down the street and snatch your kid up and take him away, even though the evidence to the contrary is everywhere, and that most kids who are kidnapped are taken by people they know, it doesn't matter. The media fans the flames. That's what they're doing. They're fanning the flames. And people get stuck in that. And they get stuck in there, and they start to buy it over and over again. And I just don't do it. I don't. You know, I try to have common sense. Look, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I think I got a pretty good grip on things. You know, I don't run around saying I'm the greatest talk show host on earth and that I'm this and I'm, you know, I hear all that stuff all the time from my colleagues and I sit there and laugh. I mean, it's just, it's absurd. It is. It's always about pointing out the problems with things and never actually having a dialogue. And when you do get somebody on as an opposing opinion, it's all about shouting them down. They're just as guilty. How did we get here that we're so just nuts? Again, I blame a lot of it on the media and the politicians themselves because they use fear and emotion to evoke a reaction. And the media continues to play something over and over again till you take it as the gospel truth. And even when the other pundits are on there saying, well, it's probably never going to happen, by then you don't care because you are so sold that this is going to happen. The right has it too. It's amazing. It is. It is so crazy. But and it's funny because you've got somebody here who's truly done a real study. And by the way, George Bush did a study that came out in 2007 that said there was no real voter fraud. No, turned up nothing. But it's not enough. Because now people are so sold on it has to be true. It has to be true. And that goes back to belief systems now, right? I believe. Don't challenge me. Take your facts and go away. And even if they saw it for themselves now, that's the point we're at now. Even if we saw it for themselves, if somebody got to go through and meet every voter and see that they were legal and allowed to vote, somebody would say, no, I don't believe it. Because they are so sold conspiracy theory and the whole reason why. Sad. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show. Twitter, CHADBENSON, chat at chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. And you got the other side, too. You got people who, you know, oh, the Russians hacked it, even though, you know, the FBI, CIA, no, it didn't. No, they didn't hack anything. Nothing was changed like that. And on that side, you can't win. You're talking to a wall. Talking to a wall. That's funny. You can also tweet at the show at Chad Benson Show, CHADBENSON, the Chad Benson Show.
You're listening to the Chad Benson Show.
Yes. Wrapping it up here on this beautiful hump day. Getting over the hump. Get over the hump. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, CHADBENSON. Telling you what, it's people are so just kooky for Cocoa Puffs. I'm amazed. It is. Some of the stuff that I get sent, it's the anger. It's like, where does this anger come from? Like, I wonder, this is what I wonder to myself. Do people walk around all day this angry, you think? Or is it just that this is the outlet they choose to take it out on? Me or somebody else or the left or the right? I don't know. It's crazy. Hey, your brain shape may actually tell you whether you're nasty or nice. That's right. Personality traits such as moodiness and open-mindedness are linked to the shape of one's brain, a study said. Researchers found that a striking correlation between structural brain differences and five main personality types. The shape of our brain can itself give us surprising clues about how we behave as human beings.
Whoa.
Some of the stuff they talk about is nature, nurture, depending on your brain. And again, there's big five personality traits. And it's so creepy to look at, like, when people take brains out. It is so creepy. They said they use brain scans for 500 people aged 22 to 36, but it's got this brain on the cover of this study. And it's just like somebody's holding a human brain. Like, that was in another person. I know it's like, you know, it's your study, but it is kind of weird, right? They looked at different cortexes, the wrinkly outer layer of the brain, also known as gray matter. Specifically, it focused on the combinations of thickness, surface areas, and the number of folds in different people. So we found that neurotism was linked to a thicker cortex and a smaller area folding in some people's brain. Conversely, openness was associated with a thinner cortex and a greater area and folding. Ooh, that's great. The deep folds in the human brains were evolutionary solutions to fitting such a large supercomputer into a relatively small scale. It's like stretching and folding a rubber sheet. This increases the surface area, they said, but at the same time, the sheet itself becomes thinner. So what are you? Small brain, little brain, medium brain. Is your wall thick? Is it thin? Do you got too many folds, not enough folds? How do we figure this out? So weird. Weird. The way they come up with this stuff. It's like, how do you get to this point where you're like, this is what we're going to study? This is it. Stress can make you younger, and simple exercise that will turn back the clock. And slow down aging. Stress, we're told, is toxic, but according to a new study, that it actually can make you younger. Now, there's some truth as far as stress can be good for your health, but making you more youthful, not so much. And I think stress, again, this is another one of those things. When you look at a study like this and you read it, it can be misleading. And the reason is because everybody handles stress differently. All of us have that friend that when crap hits the fan, they lose their mind, right? Even the smallest thing, we'll call that an entire generation now. But even the smallest thing, the wheel comes off the bus fast. And you have other friends who it's like, man, that's the person you call if there's a crisis. Like if something was to go wrong, this is the cat that you want to be around. Because it's all good. Maybe that's the person you are. I don't know. I don't know. But what, you know what's great, though, they say? Exercise can help out. Did you know that, Producer Phil? Exercise can really hurt, really help you in your life.
No.
Yeah. No doubt. By the way, women, they say, are twice as likely as men to suffer from anxiety. That's very sexist to say. On both sides. Bruh. Exercise, great. Like, have you... Minus hurting yourself. When's the last time you went and exercised and thought, this is the stupidest thing I've ever done? Minus like twisting your ankle or overdoing it. Like, you feel great after exercise. I went exercise today in between shows. I feel great. Exercise Monday night. I feel amazing. It's like I never leave there going, wow, this was the worst idea ever. Chad, that's just really weird. By the way, did you see that guy, that Britain's strongest man, who deadlift, what was it? 1,033 pounds or something. And then he deadlift 1,033 pounds. He stood up, and the minute he got the record, he put it down, and then he collapsed because his nose was bleeding and he fainted. But you don't realize how big he is. You see him pick this thing up. Then they show him standing next to Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he makes Arnold Schwarzenegger look like a dwarf. And then they show him, I'm 5'10", about 200 pounds. And they show him, he's doing bench presses. And each arm, he's got one guy in each arm, and he's doing bench presses with these guys, and they're about my size. It is insane. Like, that's, like, here's my thing, though. That's what you do for life now, right? Like, that's your job, because you can't do anything else. First of all, normal clothes don't fit you. Because, you know, have you ever seen bodybuilders? What do they always wear? If they're not in those little swimsuit thingies, they're only in jogging pants, like those old school, I've given up in life jogging pants because the thighs are so big. And they always have to have shirts where nothing fits them. So they're all cut out. So that's your life. You can't get a job. And they always have a fanny pack because that's where their steroids are. Chad, you're a jerk. Bill Gates may be the first trillionaire in 25 years. That's what they're saying. Given the exponential growth of his wealth, he'll be 86 in 2042. And based on what's going on now and where his wealth potentially could go, they factor in the fact that he may be a trillionaire in the next 25 years. That is insane. That is so insane. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. But will trillion be worth a trillion, right? And what guy is going to invent something or gal is going to invent something in the next 5, 10 years that'll make them a trillionaire in a week? Some energy thing. And people are like, Bill Gates? No way. You see Larry over here? He invented that thing? Whoa, yeah, Larry's worth $1 trillion. Oh, my God. Solid fun show today, The Chad Benson Show. Facebook, at Chad Benson Show. Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N. If you were a billionaire, you know you'd go back to your 20 high school reunion and just be the most braggadocious SOB in history. You know you would. You'd have to. You absolutely would. Have yourself a wonderful rest of your night. For Anthony, for Phil, my name's Chad Benson. As always, night-night, Jack.
The Chad Benson Show.